You are listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast. Today, we have a special guest on with us. It's Captain Henry, who works with Coastal Expeditions, and we're excited to have you. Thanks for joining us today.
I'm happy to be here.
Fantastic. Well, first of all, do you want to just give us a little bit of an introduction to your company and your what you do and everything like that?
Sure. Coastal Expeditions is a company that was born in Charleston, South Carolina. And, you know, at the heart of things, we're a group of naturalists dedicated to the preservation of barrier islands and coastal conservation. And basically, we deliver that, you know, that message of conservation through vehicles like boat charters, kayak tours. And, you know, at the heart of things, we're all naturalists, but, you know, most of what we do is eco-touring. And, yeah.
That's very cool. So how long have you been working in this industry?
I've been with Coastal Expeditions since 2005 and figured out pretty early on that all I ever wanted to do with my life was spend time outside, playing on boats, working on the water. And I've always kind of been a child of the outdoors. And when I got back from Patagonia, it was a trip I did with Knowles, I was determined never to work inside ever again in my life and never have like a normal desk job. And that's when I found Coastal Expeditions. And I've pretty much been with them ever since. And over time, just slowly kind of evolved and worked my way up through the company. And now I find myself here.
Very cool. Very cool. That's awesome. So you basically got to live out your dream all in one location. That's fantastic.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, Charleston, there's a lot that we do up there. You know, it's outdoor education for children. It's a ferry service to Bull Island. We do tours of the Ace Basin and the Santee Delta. Really, we tour all over the South Carolina coastline, and it was just kind of a natural fit for me because I'm such a water lover.
Yeah, that makes sense, and that's so great. So you mentioned some of the different kinds of like tours you do, like kayak tours and everything. Do you want to just break down all the different options you have a little more?
Yeah, so what we're doing here in Beaufort, if we're talking about product that's specific to this area, we were approached by the State Park Service because they had heard we run a ferry service out to Bull Island, and they had been out on that excursion and were impressed with the type of product that we offered out there and you know, the high integrity product that we serve, basically. And we've had that contract with Fish and Wildlife and the Department of the Interior since I think 1994 is when we first got that. And so whenever the State Park acquired St. Philip's Island, they were basically looking for another ferry service to be created that caters to the people trying to go out to St. Philip's. So what we're doing down here in Beaufort right now is running that ferry service out to St. Philip's Island. And that runs on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. And usually we do two runs a day, one at 9 and one at 11. But we're also doing dolphin tours out there. I just got done with one before I came over here, where we go out into the estuary and look for these residential pods of estuarine dolphins. And luckily this time of year, too, there's a lot of kind of winter migration happening. And right now, all of the American oyster catchers are out on the oyster beds and a lot of the beautiful wading birds that you expect. And that's all very typical things that you see on one of our excursions. And then St. Philip's Island, that product, you know, that's an undeveloped, you know, barrier island and has beautiful, beautiful maritime forest with old growth oaks and magnolias and has pretty much never been touched. And so you get to see some beautiful, beautiful specimens out there and unmanipulated wildlife. And it's spectacular and it's worth doing, especially if you're an adventure seeker.
That sounds absolutely beautiful. Also, how cool is it that you literally were like on a dolphin tour right before this and now you're recording a podcast?
Yeah, I'm an omnivore of all things. You know, it's like I'm not just a boat captain and I don't play on powerboats, but I'm also a kayaker you know, an adventure seeker of all things. If it's a water sport, typically I find myself doing it, whether it's boating, sailing, kayaking, whatever it may be. But yeah, that's kind of the world I live in, where I find myself working in the business, but also working on the business. So yeah, I'll be on a boat 1 minute and then sitting doing a podcast the next.
Yeah. Hey, it's awesome. You're kind of like a jack of all trades in the water area. So that's cool.
Yeah.
How long have you been working specifically in Beaufort then?
So we officially got the contract on May 30th is when we got awarded that contract. And then
very nice.
I moved. Yeah, it was earlier than that, but that's when I officially moved down to start kind of transitioning into this area. But we got awarded the contract in May, and then I've been living here in Beaufort since May 30th. And then we officially started service out to St. Philip's on June 16th. So I'm fresh to the Beaufort area as of basically the beginning of June, and living right out on the edge of St. Helena Island, and absolutely love it. What a beautiful part of the world. But it's kind of fitting that I wound up here, because I was born in Savannah, Georgia. I've lived a lot of my life in Charleston, and kind of fitting that I found myself right in between the two places.
Yeah, you're like right in the middle of them, I feel like. So that's awesome.
Yeah, it makes it easy to visit family. And whether I head south or I head north, I'm going to run into somebody.
Right. And you're surrounded by amazing, beautiful waterfronts and all these islands. It's probably, honestly, ideal for everything you love to do. So.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's kind of a dream come true to be so close to the Ace Basin. Being a Charlestonian, you know, it's like I'm used to that drive south to get into the Ace, but to be right at the mouth of the largest, you know, undeveloped piece of estuary on the whole eastern seaboard of the U.S. is a pretty amazing feeling. It's like a, you know, take a left out of my property and there I am staring at the mouth of St. Helena Sound. So it's pretty spectacular, and I'm happy to be there.
Yeah, I would be too if I were you. Like, that's so cool. Can you tell us kind of about like the mission statement? I know you touched on it briefly earlier for coastal expeditions, but do you want to expound on it more, where you guys are such naturalists and really want to preserve everything?
Yeah, I think the cumulative, you know, kind of mentality, the overwhelming idea behind coastal expeditions is that, you know, we're in business, we're an S Corp, you know, but we also have a nonprofit. And a lot of what we do is, you know, kind of donating our time and donating our efforts. And you'll find that whether it's me or it's another Coastal Expeditions employee, the things we all have in common is that we're do-getters. You know, we're about the conservation of wild places, the conservation of wildlife, and also education, you know, and exposing people to the outdoors. Because I find that our method of conservation is wrapped around the idea that if you expose and you educate people to the beauty of the low country, that's the way that you can inspire conservation. Because if you can make someone fall in love with a place like the estuaries of Beaufort and Charleston and the beautiful barrier islands that we have, they're more likely to want to protect it. You know, it's like you tend to protect what you love. So a lot of the Coastal Expedition employees all share that quality to where we're conservationists and educators.
I love that. And I agree full-heartedly. So I know when you guys like ferry people out to St. Philip's Island, do you actually like talk about the island and everything that's on there and kind of educate them about that?
Yeah, well, that's one of many things we touch on is the human history of the island. And, you know, it's like whenever I'm talking about the human history of St. Philip's and the Beaufort area, it's like I start all the way back at 15,000 BC and go up to like colonial. You know, it's like I'm trying to paint them a picture of what the evolution of this piece of coastline looked like. And who were the first ones to arrive, the Native American cultures of the area, as well as talking about the geography, the wildlife. It's like I try and touch on everything that encompasses what's so significant about St. Philip's. And I'd say the most unique things I run into with St. Philip's that I think are worth everyone seeing and knowing and educating them on is the unique geography of the island, where it's this got these old ancient dunes that kind of ripple through the island, almost like if you look at the island from above, it almost looks like corduroy. It's got this dramatic dune structure and this dune and swell that kind of move from oceanfront to estuary. And it's rare to find old growth maritime forest that hasn't been deforested, because what a lot of people don't know about South Carolina is very little of our forest has not been touched. You know, it's like it's most of the areas that we run into have been timbered once, twice, and three times over every now and then ever since we've colonized this area. So to run into a place that really hasn't been touched is pretty unique.
That makes it so special. I guess I've never thought about that, like the fact that everywhere has been basically touched and, like you said, timbered and like forested multiple times, and then to have this piece of history that's basically been preserved and like untouched is incredible.
Yeah, there are places you can still go. You know, it's like Congaree has some millennial cypress trees that are, you know, probably 1,000 years old, and you know, there's patches here and there throughout the state, but a majority of it has been timbered, you know, at least a few times.
So what was it, you said you started, like you moved down in May and got going during June. What was it like since it was like right in the heart of COVID?
It presents a lot of challenges. You know, normally when you're starting a company and you're kind of forecasting what the future is going to look like and, you know, how the business is going to roll out, it's tough when you're doing it during a pandemic, because any of the data you're collecting over this really strange time doesn't really reflect what the potential of it is.
Right.
And also the resources and the flow that you're normally getting this time of year aren't really there. But the one thing that's great about Coastal Expeditions is that we're a extremely strong company and very well managed. And luckily we have the resources and the talent to make something like this happen, but it did present a lot of struggles. Like everybody in the travel industry has gotten since this thing started, you know, your diminished capacities, mm-hmm. Not getting to take out as many people, having to go through safety precautions, consumer confidence. There's a lot of things that factor into this that we've had to deal with, but luckily if there's one thing we're good at, it's adapting. You know, and so we're running the best possible product we can while keeping precautions in place and keeping safety in mind and really being mindful of the safety of our consumers.
That's great. And I'm sure it's made you guys be a little extra creative and think outside the box as you've been going and getting started.
Yeah, it kind of forced you to do that, forced you to be a little creative. But yeah, no issue there, you know, and we'll continue to have product kind of rolling out as we kind of settle into this area. You know, if you know anything about Coastal Expeditions and you've heard of us, then you know there's a variety of things that we do. And so what we're offering at Hunting Island and St. Phillips is just going to be the tip of what's to come in Beaufort. And as we kind of settle into this area, a wide variety of products will kind of reveal itself over time. And we typically like the area to speak to us and tell us what to offer, you know, and the longer we spend here, the more we'll find those gems that are worth doing.
Right. And I love that you become familiar with your area and then you kind of know what to offer and what to show to really showcase that area. So that's awesome. Are you guys seasonal at all? I know South Carolina isn't like a lot of the United States where it gets really cold in the winter.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you could consider it seasonal, but, you know, really it's like I'm looking to work all year round. It's like, I still scratch my head sometimes over, why people leave, or start to leave during the most beautiful time of year. Like if you're going to be in Beaufort, be here in October, be here in November, be here in December, when it starts to get a little chilly here, and all the beautiful ducks come down and the mosquitoes disappear. I mean, man, that is the time to be walking around an island like St. Phillips. It is spectacular, gorgeous. I'd say if you're going to visit an area like this, the fall and the spring are just spectacular, gorgeous. And so it really depends. It's like for some of us who work at this company, we work all year round. Like I'm one of those people where it's not seasonal for me. It's seasonal for some people, but I am not one of those people. And I'm always looking to do a trip, whether during the winter or during the summer. So to answer that question, yes, some of the time it is, but preferably no. You know, it's like I prefer to be working all year round.
Right. You're like, if you have the option, you're going to take it and keep taking people out. That's great. Also, you sold me with the second you said there were no mosquitoes or fewer mosquitoes in the fall, because that's like, I hate them.
Well, yeah. And it's like, you know, the way I look at mosquitoes, it's like, it's kind of like paying your dues, you know, it's like paying taxes. It's like, you know, if you're going to be somewhere, you know, that's absolutely gorgeous and there's a little slice of heaven, it's like, you know, there's those little costs that you have to pay to, you know, be in those spaces, and having to deal with mosquitoes some of the year is part of what it takes to pay the taxes to be there. So it's like, you gotta take the good with the bad. I mean, and St. Philip's is a raw place. You know, that's part of what makes it so great is that it's not developed with houses, doesn't have a bunch of infrastructure. You know, the beautiful thing is that you get to deal with the wildlife, and part of that is the mosquitoes.
I have never had mosquitoes explained to me so eloquently before. Makes me feel a little guilty that I don't like them, but it's true. You have to have the bad with the good, you know? It makes the good that much sweeter, so.
Well, and I think a little preparation goes a long way. I think if you were to call us before you go somewhere like St. Philip's, you know, you're like, well, what do I need to bring? I'd say, well, if you're going to go walking around the island, I was like, long sleeves, long pants, bug spray, raincoat. You know, it's like there's a list of things I would tell you to bring if you're going to go out to a undeveloped bare island and hike around. And then they're like, well, what if we want to swim? I'd be like, well, then put a bathing suit under all those clothes. You know, so there's a right way to prepare to be an adventure seeker, but also get some beautiful leisure time on an undeveloped bare island like that.
Yeah, definitely. So I guess my next question then, this leads in perfectly, is how can people find out more about the tours, like buy tickets and just get more information in general?
Yeah, sure. So if you go to coastalexpeditions.com, you can see the full range of product offerings that we have. All the way from Charleston down here to Beaufort and Ace Basin and up in Santee Delta. So you can take a look at everything we do on the South Carolina coastline, and you can also book on the website. It'll show you a calendar, what's available. You can choose the amount of people, input your information. It'll send you a confirmation email, and it's very simple to do. So if you're looking for more info on the products, the website is probably your best resource, and that's coastalexpeditions.com.
Great. That's awesome. And I think everyone should definitely check that out. Honestly, you sound like the perfect guide to take people around the area to learn more and to really appreciate everything you're seeing.
Yeah, well, there's nothing more gratifying to me than to get to kind of inspire people and have them see what makes the area so beautiful, you know, and getting to inspire them to enjoy and to love an area like the way we do as locals who've grown up in the low country, you know, and have them kind of see it the way we see it and get to tell them about the human history, the natural history, the flora and fauna, and walk away with an appreciation that they never had before. I think that's probably one of the most gratifying things about it. And guiding is something I take seriously. I think being a guide has a lot of responsibility, and it's something that I'm passionate about. It's definitely a dharma for me.
Yeah, I can definitely hear the passion in your voice. And just like as you've talked about it and really opened up about your experience and how much you love the water and everything, I can really get a feel for that. So if people want to specifically have you as a guide, is there a way they can request it, or does it like have the information of who's guiding when?
You could request me, and I can do my best to make myself available. But to answer that question about, like, you know, it's like if you want me or if you want someone else, I'd say like 95% of what makes Coastal Expeditions great is the people that work for Coastal Expeditions. And I go to a lot of trouble to get the right people to ride this bus with us, the metaphorical bus. Uh-huh. And, you know, the biggest thing I look for when I hire people is not just, you know, how are they talented naturalists, what their education, their background looks like, who they've worked for, but the unteachable is one of the biggest things I look for. You know, it's like I can train anybody to know what an oyster catcher looks like, and I can teach them any amount of knowledge and about history, but the unteachable is character and attitude, that X factor, that thing that's unteachable. So whenever I'm recruiting people, I go to a lot of trouble to try and find the X factor, you know, those individuals who bring that something extra to the table, you know, because I've met some pretty talented naturalists and not given them a job before because of that. So whether it's me or it's another person who works for the company, I guarantee you they're going to be exceptional.
It's good to know. You know, it's just been really fun to talk with you today and to learn all about this. And thank you so much for joining us and sharing your experience. Are there any other last comments or things you would like to share about you, about the company, anything, Buford?
I think in a nutshell, I think we've covered a lot of the great things that we're doing here. And but what I would do is I'd continue to check in on Coastal Expedition South, which is what we're calling this branch down here in Buford. And I'd continue to check in on the Coastal Expedition South location and see how the products continue to unfold, because I guarantee things will get added and new product offerings will be made available. So I'd continue to check in and see what it is that we're building down here in the Buford area. And very happy to be down here. Absolutely love it. And I hope to never leave.
That's awesome. Okay, I actually do have one last question, and that's, what is your favorite part about Buford since you've been there?
That's a great question, because I have more than one answer. The people. I have had a really hard time meeting bad people down here. It's like a Charleston, which is just blowing up, you know, right now. It's like so popular. I've moved down here and the pace has changed and everyone's been very sweet. It's an area with a rich Gullah culture, and I've felt well supported since we got down here. And the people of Buford have just amazed me in St. Helena, and I just love the community. But also the landscape, I mean, is spectacular down here, and I absolutely love it. But I'd say if in a nutshell, the beautiful scenery, the wonderful people, those are probably my favorite things about Buford.
I was going to say, what a great problem to have, not being able to find people that you don't like in an area. So I love that.
I'm never looking for that, but they seem to present themselves. But the occasion hasn't happened yet.
That's because Buford's a magical place.
And, yeah, I'd say so.
You know, every person I've interviewed and talked to on this podcast, I just have loved getting to know everyone down there. And you're included in this. Like, it's just an amazing, amazing people come out of Buford is what I've learned. So I would have to agree with you.
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate.
Anyways, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your experience and about Coastal Expeditions. This was really fun to get to talk about and to learn so much more about. And thank you everyone else that has listening in. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we will see you all next time.
This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Natasha Lai and produced by the Relic Team.